sliceofscifi.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back, Slicers. It's Jeffrey Willis, Slice of Sci-Fi, and today, the creators of The Pretender Lives. I'm with Craig Van Sickle and Steve Mitchell. Hello guys, say hi to Slicers.
Hey guys.
Okay, so this is, you guys created The Pretender series, right? That was
96 through 2001.
Wow. Ancient history. You guys must be old. That was back in the day when science fiction was just science fa. They didn't even have the whole word fiction back then, did they?
No kidding.
It was before the network changed the spelling.
Yeah.
We were cutting edge.
What was a standout moment in that deal, putting the network deal together? When was it that you suddenly said, holy crap, this is really going to happen?
Well, what's interesting is The Pretender itself originally was a spec script that Craig and I wrote because we were sick of being, you know, pigeonholed at different, you know, you're a cop writer, you're a comic writer, book. Whatever, and we just wanted to write something we really believed in, and we did sit it out spec. NBC read it and said, if you change X, Y, and Z and answer these questions, we'll put you on the air. And we said, well, if we do that, then the show will work, so you can keep your money. And they freaked out. And they go, no, we love what you've done. Then we started looking at each other going, okay, this is really interesting. If people want what we did when we weren't listening to anyone, maybe we won't listen.
It's fun to say no.
Yeah, I know.
Besides, we just both got married, so we knew what it was like to not be able to say we weren't listening anymore, so we figured we could do it professionally.
That's wonderful. And then, did I see that was about 86 episodes? So you didn't make the full 100, right? You did four seasons?
We did four seasons, and then we did two movies.
And the two movies after that, right. Okay, so was there a pivotal moment when the series came to an end? Like, did that shock you, or was the writing on the wall and the contracts had already sort of...
Well, it was total shock. We were winning our time slot. They were even rerunning us as our own lead-in because we were the only show that was working. What happened was, NBC had a shift in management, and they bought the XFL package from Vince McMahon, which, if you recall, the XFL was one of the biggest failures in TV history.
Yeah.
And lasted only a couple of months. And the fans were just irate. They sent letters in, and unfortunately at the time, NBC lost one of the great executives that we worked with, Don Ohlmeyer and Warren Littlefield, and got a new regime, and the rest was gone.
But what was really cool, or what really worked out in our favor, is two things. One, the fans never stopped watching, never stopped clamoring for this show. And two, for that storyline. And two, through a series of very lucky legal things in our favor, all the rights to the show to make novels, graphic novels, feature films, even some versions of television in the future, it all reverted back to the two of us. So our thought was, unlike most television shows, that lead you on and make you a very loyal fan and you follow and you'll do anything to see and watch it, and one day they go like, oh, you're canceled, you know, we're going to go with the pretty girl down the hall now. We had the rights, actually, they reverted back to us, to go back and answer the questions, and for all the fans that were loyal to us, to give them everything they'd want. So we decided we would reboot it as a series of novels and graphic novels, and eventually turn it into a series of feature films, and who knows, with the whole Netflix model, maybe an entire new television show as well.
Oh, so is that just dreaming right there, or are you planting a seed?
We're planting a seed.
Okay.
The first two novels, Rebirth, which came out in October, and Saving Luke, which comes out in a few weeks, they're basically the model for what the feature film would be. We wrote the feature film in two novels, and it's big. It's, you know, big action. It's very, very Bourne Identity-like in terms of the scope of it, and so that was very intentional. And we'll see where, you know, what happens first. As Steve said, also with the new models of Netflix and whatnot, we could do a series of, you know, limited TV series. We could do anything. So yeah. we're really thrilled.
Yeah. So you've got an audience core, a loyal audience that's been with you for over 15 years now. And back when they first joined, you know, when they first drank the Kool-Aid, you know, we were all zooming along at like 14.4 baud rate on our internet, you know, and like, woohoo, it was pretty, you know, cool dial-up. And so now you're talking about completely different models for people that are, they don't even have cable TV anymore. They're just watching all their programming through the online. How has the audience grown along with the Pretenders? Like, have you got a new audience base that's just found you because they were babies when the series was out?
Yeah, and that's what blows our mind. We have a huge audience base right now of women 18 to 29. And they're very active on the internet. I mean, and our audience spans literally four or five generations, but part of it is because they found it on video. Many families watched it together, so a lot of young kids were too young to go out on Saturday night, and now they're young and they're starting to have families. But places like, for instance, we're huge in France. The Pretender has never been off the air in France. Been on the air constantly for like 16, 17, 18 years.
Wow.
So in France, our fan base in France is just absolutely tremendous because everybody in the country knows the show. To the point of when we released Rebirth and it was in English, it was the number one selling book in France that day. And we're putting the French translation out in the next few months. But it's this amazing outreach from around the world in this fandom that is kind of blowing our minds, and literally from around the world, people came out of the woodwork. So we wrote the books in a way that would satisfy them, as well as embrace brand new viewers who come into the mythology, in that we updated it all. We kind of slid the time period so that if you were a fan of the show, you can come in, all your questions will be answered eventually as all the books go out. But if you've never seen it, you can come in and read it, and it's almost like your own Hunger Games, because it's a brand new story with young, exciting characters that are, you know, embracing this new generation in a way that really has us excited from the reaction to the fans.
Wow. So is Saving Luke best enjoyed with a fine Bordeaux then?
It could be. And a slice of cheese.
Okay. So what day does Saving Luke hit the streets?
You know, sometimes this month it's literally at the publishers and we're waiting for the day, but for the exact date, but it'll be out sometime this month. Sometime in the next week or two, a new version of Rebirth will come out where we fixed a lot of the little things that needed to be fixed and revising it, but also Michael T. Weiss, who is the star of the show, read it and wrote us a foreword that is just wonderful, so we wanted to put a new version out that had his foreword in it.
Wonderful.
And the other thing we're doing is, on our website, thepretenderlist.com, we've actually turned this entertainment vehicle, this story, into something that isn't just a one-way street. You're not just sitting in front of the TV looking at us giving you passive entertainment, or you're not just reading the book, but we've embraced our fans in a way where it's almost the chairs are in a circle now. We have fans that have gotten involved in a way that has blown our minds, and we're just embracing it. We have a fan who designed the cover of all the novels. We have fans who have participated in ways where actually they have become characters within the novels and the graphic novels. We have a young lady who wrote or won a fan fiction contest that we put out over the holidays. And her fan fiction of our characters is so great, we've asked her to write a story that we're going to publish and make canon. And she actually now has, and she's a 20-year-old young lady in France who's never written before in English, but she wrote a short story with these characters that blew our minds. So we're giving her break, and, you know, hopefully one day we'll all be reading her.
How fun. Good on you for doing that, too. That's awesome. as writers, as creators of a novel like this, what is this whole new virtual book tour concept? Like, how did they even pitch you that?
Well, we discovered it through this research, and again, several of the fans who kind of work in this field of promotion and whatnot, they opened our eyes to a lot of this too. One of our biggest fans is kind of at the forefront of putting the whole virtual book tour together. And we thought, this is great because, you know, since we're self-publishing on Amazon, you know, we're trying to get the word out there, and we don't have a big publisher behind us by choice. And we read a lot of great things that people are succeeding with the virtual book tour. So we dove in and said, let's put a schedule together, and that's what we're doing. So it's the new way, let's face it.
Well, we've also embraced a couple concepts. One, something we call within our fandom a global integrated fandom, or what we call the GIF, and there's a section within the website which is just about the fans coming in, and if they want to participate as characters, if they want to participate in fan fiction, if they want to participate designing covers and whatnot, we're just giving them a virtual playground to come play in. And we're real big believers in transmedia, and we have been for years in that the entertainment books and graphic novels doesn't end when the book's over. On this website itself, there'll be continuing storylines. There'll be ways that fans can come in and explore mysteries they want to know. They can actually go in, and we're going to build out the entire center, which is sort of like the Halliburton Corporation that was chasing Jared. And they're going to be able to go in and go down the hallways and search for secrets on their own. And the virtual book tour is just part of that for us in that we, again, want the fans to be involved. We do one other thing that's just really fun. All of the things we send out on social media, whether it's on our Facebook page, which is the Pretender Creators, or on our Twitter accounts, my name is Pretender Steve, Craig is Craig Van Sickle 1. And we send out emails to a lot of people, and what one of them in particular we really enjoy is a Center employee newsletter. It's basically a newsletter as if the Center was actually a real place. And there's little stories within it of like, here's the new chef and his menu, and here's, you know, there's love on the sub-levels of who are falling in love, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, the thing that's interesting about it is, say, for instance, the couple that is falling in love. That couple are a couple of fans who really did fall in love because of the Pretender, and they got married and were announcing their marriage in our newsletter, and they did get married that day, and those are two characters who are now in the book. And from the chef, we put this menu up, and it looks kind of fun and funny and whatnot. But in the upcoming book, all of a sudden you realize, oh, that chef is actually in the book. Oh, Sydney, one of the main characters, is reading that menu. Oh, no, that menu actually is a clue to these books. So all of a sudden, everything we're doing is edited in a way where everything we send you is a fun and a smile, but then when you get into the mythology, you realize, oh, wow, this is all part of it. And so everything, it's sort of kind of a fun game that continues on within the fandom, and you don't need to play in that game to enjoy the novels, but if you choose to do so, it's just an enhanced experience.
That's very cool. So it's really not a case of you guys are just lazy or that bookstores don't exist anymore. This really is the better way to reach the fan base that's out there because we do live in this digital age.
Exactly. That's kind of how we felt.
And is there a possibility, probability that Pretender will be available for Kindle or other ebook distribution at some point?
Oh, it is now.
Oh, it is. Okay, great.
It's on every thing you can imagine. Pretender, it's the Pretender Rebirth, and the Pretender Saving Luke will be out in a matter of weeks. But you can order, you can download Rebirth right now or order it as a paperback.
Terrific. Stephen Long Mitchell and Craig Van Sickle, thank you very much for years and years of The Pretender. We love it. We're so grateful that you've continued to keep it going. There's so many wonderful content creators who should have done what you guys do and followed the path of making sure that the fan base was served. You know, so kudos to you because that just warms our hearts. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We appreciate you guys too.
All right. Thanks for being on Slice of Sci-Fi. We'll catch up with you guys soon. Thank you very much.
SliceOfSciFi.com.